And what did you have around here to saw the wood up with?
Well, handsaw.
Where'd you put the logs on?
I had a sawhorse.
You call it was an X shape?
Mm-hmm. Like this, and you put the log in the middle.
An X shape. Do you call an A shaped frame a sawhorse too? That like carpenters use?
I don't know.
Have you ever seen one of those?
I guess, but
I they block the roads off with it. It's A shape on the end. And
oh, yeah. Sawhorse.
And what do you
I had one out. I had a big one out in the backyard, and I had a little saddle on it, and we used to play westerns out in the backyard, and put the thing on the sawhorse and rode the saddle all over the backyard. I thought I was. I wasn't moving, of course, but we used to play on them back there. I don't know where the little saddle came from.
Well, when you were young, did people here carry pistols very often?
Well, no. If they did, I don't remember.
Did everyone have one in their house?
Oh, yes. And we still have my grandfather's. Oh, you ought to see it. It's a blockbuster. It's a great big long thing. Wayne's got it put up somewhere. I don't know exactly. We've still got it. Oh, we had it always. My father kept it here. And we've still got it.
What do you call the thing you put in there to shoot?
Oh, this one just used bullets.
Or you might call it, if you were firing blanks, you'd call it a blank, what?
Cartridge? Yeah, I guess so. Uh-huh. But it uses little brass bullets in it.
Did your father shave with a straight razor?
Oh my, yes. Stropped it on a strap. Yeah, sure he did. Never used anything else.
What did he use in his hair?
Oh, he went to the barbershop.
And they would use a what? They would...
That I don't know.
On your hair you use a comb and a...
Scissors.
Oh, it just...
Brush, you mean? Oh, yeah, brush.
And what do you do with the brush?
Brush his hair. Mm-hmm. Oh no, he went to the barbershop. Had the prettiest curly hair, black curly hair you ever saw. I don't know why I didn't inherit it. But I didn't.
Well, what about, we were talking about toys earlier too, like harmonica, and you said you used a sawhorse out in the back.
Yeah.
Well, did you have one of those toys that was a plank with a... on something?
Seesaw. Oh heavens, yes. Yeah, I should say so. I always had a seesaw in the backyard. I did.
And if there were some children on the seesaw, you would say they were doing what?
Seesawing.
Did you ever see one, like just a limber plank between two posts that you jump up and down in the middle?
No.
What about something that two or four children would sit on and spin around?
Yeah, a friend of mine had one of those. I never did have one, but Ellen up here. The house is still there. She had one like that.
I don't know what you call it.
Merry-go-round, I guess. Little one. I don't remember. And I tell you something else we always had in the yard, too, for us, was a hammock.
A hammock?
Hammock. Now, it's not like these hammocks. It was made out of barrel stays. Ours was. I don't know whether they all were or not. It was wooden. Made out of barrel stays and put together with ropes, you know.
That must have been a lot of fun.
It was. And then at the end, you see, they had two ropes, and then they came together to fasten between the two trees.
Did you have a...
Swing. Oh, you could swing. And I'll tell you what happened to me. Now, that's when we were living down in the big house. We had a hammock out in the backyard, and my sister and the boy that lived up here, I was in the hammock, and they were swinging me, and they kept going higher and higher and higher, and the hammock turned over and broke a collarbone.
Oh, no.
We always had a hammock. We had lots of fun in a hammock.
I'm surprised you had one after that.
No, I don't guess I did. And of course, in those days, things were still so, I guess. But what they did to me, I guess he put the bone back hammock, our collarbone back in place, and then he bound my arm. I'll never forget that, the inconvenience. It was this arm, too. He just bound my arm to my body to hit, the way I couldn't move, you see, my shoulder in any way. That was the only way they could do a collarbone, I guess, in those days. Till it healed, just wrapped it around my body.
Oh,
I could just move my arm from the elbow down. But the hammock just went right over.
That must have hurt.
I know she almost got a whipping for doing it.
Well, do you have in your yard now something with a one wheel on the front and two handles that you use to haul things around?
Wheelbarrow.